Ross, you're not far away from being an Aussie. That must be awesome.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, it definitely helps just keeping my mind off it, focusing on the games. And this was a pleasant surprise with the permanent residency coming through. So things are treading in the right direction.
Can you tell us exactly what happened, what you had to do, and then now what you know is the next process to actually get this finally completed?
I had to go down, make an appointment, and basically, I guess, be detained or whatever it's called, and you just kind of wait for the stuff to get passed through. It kind of happened pretty fast, so it's hard to explain, but I was just doing a lot of sitting around kind of waiting at the building. So it was simple, but like I said, I'm glad that it happened. It was a long time coming.
And obviously, I mean, at the moment, it's all about the Wildcats, but there must be a thought now and a bit of extra motivation that the Boomers and the Olympics is a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's still one step at a time. Obviously, like I said before, that'd be a tremendous opportunity. It's something I never even thought about doing. So the fact that, you know, we're one step closer to that being a real possibility, it's awesome. But I still try not to get too caught up in it, and just take it one day at a time, and things will unfold however they're meant.
I say this with tongue firmly planted in my cheek, but you didn't celebrate too much. That's why you were crook leading into the game, did you?
Say that one more time.
No, you didn't celebrate too much because that's why you were crook leading into the game. What was the reason for you being so crook in the lead up to the game?
Crook, is that another word for sick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that must be some Aussie lingo. I'm still slacking. Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I was just feeling extremely under the weather, but I basically could do nothing but just rest, and I guess my body needed it, and fortunately I was able to have enough energy to go out there and play, and it was even better that we came out with the win.
Thank you.
Craig, your turn.
Yeah, boys, can go back just a couple of things on the citizenship. You mentioned being detained. I understand that the process basically involves you have to have one visa cancelled and then wait for the next visa to be approved in the same half hour. What happens with the detaining process? What do they actually do there?
Like I said, you're just sitting in a room. They explain it to you, and I guess for legal purposes or whatever, you have to be detained for a visa to be canceled, and then for you to become lawful again, I guess, and given another visa. So I literally just sat in a room by myself for about 10 or 15 minutes, and they just kind of keep coming in, checking on you, making sure you're good. But it's literally just a waiting game inside a room.
It's not like there's police or anything or a government official waiting there. It's literally just you sitting there.
Just you in a room, yeah, just by yourself. I mean, obviously I've had lots of help, but there's some things that I have to fill out electronically, but I think I've done all of that, but who knows? Like I said, I've been getting instructed on what to do and what not to do throughout the whole process anyway, but as far as I know, everything's up to date.
So that's a nice place you feel about since the other day, or who would they put out like, just from a procedural point of view, have you had to fill out a new paperwork in the past 2 days?
Yeah, since. There's been just a couple things, like just sign a couple documents or whatever. Hasn't been too much, but like I said, I don't know how much paperwork is involved, but I have signed a couple things.
And from a health point of view, how are you now? You know, I was off the run a few days. How are you feeling right now?
Feeling a hell of a lot better than I did a few days ago. And I've just been trying to stay super hydrated, drinking lots of water and Gatorade and anything that I can think of that can give me energy. So that's been the key for me, but it's helped me get a lot of energy back. So hopefully it can continue to stay like this.
Are you moving on the next one, mate?
Yeah, Chad, it's be like to ask a few.
Yeah, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us. Bryce, probably got the most famous visa process in Australia right now. Have you been given a timeline on when everything will be finalized, when that final is there?
No, haven't been given any timeline. And honestly, I'm just happy that something else new has, you know, happened and we're treading forward. So I'm not going to ask too many questions. You know, I got some good news, so I don't want to rain on my own parade just yet.
Yeah, and I guess with the boom, is there any aim to like find naturalized Australian? So how much are you keeping an eye on, I guess, the piece over Philadelphia 76ers and things like that?
I mean, honestly, I'm not. Like, it's not something that's really in my control, and I'm really big, not just with basketball, but with life, like, controlling what I can control and things that are out of my hands, you know, try not to worry about it. So that's been my approach, and like I said, whether this whole thing ends up to me being on the Boomers, it's a blessing, but at the end of the day, like I said, I'm just so grateful this is even a conversation. Like, that's a huge accomplishment for me. For a country to even consider me to represent them in a place I'm not even from. So I feel like I'm winning either way regardless. It's a true blessing.
Now that you're one step closer, do you like Vegemite yet? Has it grown on you?
That's never going to happen. Never going to become a fan of the Vegemite.
Just on the Wildcats, John Rooney, you just had an amazing start to his NBL career. What have you seen from him close up, and what were you expecting from the rest of the season?
Honestly, I just think the more time we've had to be on the court together, our chemistry has started to gel more and more. We're learning where each other's spots are, where we like to get the ball. And finally, it's starting to show up on winning notes. And, you know, that's the most important thing. Like, you always want to go out there and play hard, but, you know, sometimes playing hard and coming up with losses isn't enough. So right now we're treading the right track. We're coming out with wins, and hopefully we can keep this snowball rolling.
Shoot the
3-pointer
as well. How handy is that?
It's definitely handy. I think that's one thing we try to pride ourselves in, is having, you know, great shooters from our guards. And, you know, even if we have a big, that's big time, especially in pick and rolls. I get lots of attention. So to have weapons out there where they can make you pay if they're left open, it's great to have teammates like that. They make the game so much easy to play, and it's just easy to make the right play knowing what these guys can do.
Cool. Thanks for that. Good luck. Bye.
Tom from ABC.
Hey, Bryce. Sorry to go back to the citizenship again. I'm sure that you're sick of talking about it about the tempest time. First of all, in terms of possibly going to an Olympics, is that something that you had ever dreamed of doing, and how does it feel to be sort of within touching distance of going to an Olympic Games?
No, it's like I said, it's nothing I never dreamed of ever. So it's one of those pleasant surprises that's, you know, come my way for it to be an opportunity. But I guess that's just been my mentality, you know, work hard, stay humble, and just be grateful for whatever comes your way. So this is one of those huge unexpected things that have come my way, and I guess we'll see in due time if, you know, I'm in a Boomers uniform or not. But no, this is nothing I ever dreamed of. So great surprise.
Is there anyone that you would like to play alongside, you know, Burns, Singler, and Tico?
No, not in particular. You know, just like I said, if you represent a country like that in itself, shows so much honor, and with me not being from here, it really wouldn't matter who's on the team, because it's a blessing to be a part of the team with who's ever there. You know, we all have different paths, and to all be selected to represent a country, yeah, it doesn't matter who my teammate is. I'd just be grateful to be a part of it.
Have you had any conversations with the Boomers set up along those lines about your
path into
the side?
No, I haven't spoken with Luke or anything like that. Like I said, I haven't given it any thought. Like, this stuff has been so much out of my control, especially the last 8 or 9 months, however long it's been. So the fact that this came, like I said, it's a pleasant surprise, but it's not something I think about day and night, because I have no control over it. So it's no point in, you know, worrying myself to death about all these what-if scenarios and different processes of what may or may not be.
in terms of the NBL and the NBL Cup, how do you find the sort of tournament style playing all the games in Victoria over the next eight games? Do you enjoy it, or do you find it a bit beneficial to the Victorian sides?
I'm just glad we're able to play basketball. We had a long, like very long preseason of just practices and practices going against each other. So to finally be going up against different teams, that's pretty awesome. And before this Melbourne Cup happened, our first five games, I believe, were either against Phoenix or Melbourne. So it's really good to play against some different teams in the league. So I have no complaints. We're playing basketball and there's a little bit of a crowd there. So I have nothing to complain about.
The points per quarter, I think it's points awarded each quarter one as well as winning the game overall. Has that changed the Wildcats' approach to games in terms of trying to win more quarters, or is it not really on the radar?
No, I would say it's not on the radar at all. To us, we focus on basketball and what basketball is about, and that's being up at the end of the fourth quarter. So as long as we get the win, that's the most important thing. If we lose all three quarters but come out with the win at the end of every game, that's fine with us. Like, we're not forgetting what's most important.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Right, just throw it out for final questions now, guys.
I'll jump back into the game tomorrow, which we haven't asked about yet. Ken, Bryce, you've obviously played in the finals last year. They've had many different years so far. What do you make of them, and what do you need to do to make sure that you keep your form as the team rolling?
I mean, they're pretty much the same team, I would say, from last year, from a roster standpoint, aside from losing Noble, who's a pretty big loss. But yeah, they're a very talented team, super athletic, so we're going to have to match their energy and just make life difficult for all their key players. If they get comfortable and they find a groove early in the game, then they're going to be a tough team to beat because they're going to start making shots in succession. So if we make life hard for them, I'd like to think we'd live with favorable odds with that.
I feel like as a group, you guys have turned the corner a little bit in terms of your continuity and understanding each other, and getting your game plan sorted. Now that you've played a few games in a row, are able to train and have had a couple of wins under your belt.
Yeah, that just comes along with any season. The more you play, especially with the games so far, like not just with ours, but the majority of the NBL games this year, they've all been close. They've all come down to probably the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of the game. So those types of pressure situations help our team, and we learn how to handle adversity, how to not get sped up or stay poised. And yeah, being exposed to so many games like that early on helps us grow up pretty quick.